Mishnah Daf Chavdalad and Mabez mentions that one of the Psulei Eidus is Malve Beribis, someone who lends to someone else Beribis, he's Pasala Eidus. And the Gemara Daf Chafayim and Aleph Eid, B'Shem Rava, that a Lova Beribis is Pasala Eidus as well. So the Gemara tells a story. Rabbi Nitos, Asidu Betre Sadi, Chad Amar Kamedidi Ozif Beribisa, Chad Amar Lididi Ozfi Beribisa. There was this guy, Barbinitus, and there were two Eidim that testified about him. One said that he lent Beribis in front of me, and the other one said he lent to me Beribis, that I was the actual Love. So Pasle Rava le Barbinitus. So Rava Pasle Barbinitus le Eidus, because he's a Malva Beribis. Malva Beribis is Pasle le Eidus. I, the Harava who d'amra Love Beribis, Pasle le Eidus. V'habale Rosha la Torah amra al-Toshis Rosha Eidus. How could Rava Pasle Barbinitus le Eidus? One of the Eidim was the Love. He admitted himself that he was the Love. So if he's a Rasha, he's an eight apostle, so how can he passel this? How can he passel the Malga? So comes the Gemara and says, Rava Latayme, Dama Rava, Adam Karvetz Latzma, Veinad Mesa Matzma Rasha. Rava Latayme, Rava follows his reasoning that Adam Karvetz Latzma, Veinad Mesa Matzma Rasha, a person can't make himself into a Rasha. So he's not Nemun about himself that he was the Lova. He's Nemun to say that Barbinitos was Malva Beribis, but he's not Nemun to say that he was Malva Beribis to me. So we accept his Eidus about Barbinitos, about the Malga. That's the Gemara. So the question is, what is Rava saying? What does the Gemara mean? That Rava Latayme, that because Eina Demeis Matzah Rasha, says suddenly this individual is Nema to Pasal the Malve Beribis. If he's a Rasha and we don't accept what he's saying, so then we should throw out everything he said. He's saying that Barbinitus lent him Lani Beribis. If we don't trust him about himself, that he was the Lovis, so let's throw out the whole Eidus. Let's not accept his Eidus about the Malve either. So Rashi on Daftesa Mebeis fills us in a little bit more. Because what does this mean? The Gemara says, Rava Latayme. Rava has this reasoning. Where is the reasoning? The reasoning actually is in a different context. Not here on Chafei, but rather earlier in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daftesa Mebeis quotes Machlokas Amaroi. And what's the din if someone comes to Bezin and says, Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni? But Amar Rav Yosef, Ploni Riva Laonso, Huva Achim, it's not from the Hargon. Lirtsona, Rosh Huva Torah Amar Altashes Rosh Eid. Rav Yosef says that if Reuven says that Ploni Ravani Laonsi, he says that someone was Roveh Mi Ba'ones, and then he's not a Rasha, Nenas. So then he's Neman to be Mitzarif with some other person, with another aid, to kill this individual. But let's say he says that he was Roveh Mi Lirtsoni, he did it with my will, with my consent, so then he's making himself into a Rasha, Zachter Rav Yosef, then he's not Neman. He can't be Mitzarif with someone else. He's not Neman because he's a Rasha, and the Torah doesn't accept an aid Rasha. Rava Omar, Adam Karvetz al Atzma, Ve'en Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. So here Rava says, he makes his statement, it's not Rava Latayme, this is the mocha for Rava. Rava says that Adam Karvetz al Atzma, Ve'en Adam Mesim Atzma Rasha. So he's not Emma to say that he's a Rasha. Presumably, according to Rava, if he says, Ploni Ravani Lirtsoni, Huva Achim Mitztarfin Lahargo, that he would be able to combine together with another aid and to kill the Roveya. So how does that work? So comes Rashi and says, it's not just that Einodam Mason Atzma Rosha, but rather Palgino Dibur. Einodam Nifsal Eidus Behodos Piv Dodam Korvetz Al Atzma, says Rashi. Hilkach Einodam Yochal Losam Atzma Rosha. Kolomar Al Eidus Atzma Eino Nasa Rosha. He can't become a Rosha based on his own Eidus. Jeritor Posla Korov La Eidus. Vinerag Haroveya de Palgino Dibura. Says Rashi, it's not just that he's not Neman about himself, but Palgino Dibura, he's Neman about the Roveya, because we do accept his Eidus about him. He's Neman about his chaver, about the Roveya. I don't know if I would call him a chaver, but right, about the other guy. But he's not Neman about himself. Palgina Dibura. Where does Rashi get this from, that's part of Rava's Svara? That Rava's not only saying that Einodam Mesim Atzma Rasha, but also Palgina Dibura, and that's why we still accept his Eidus about the other individual. He's not Neman about himself to make himself into a Rasha, but he's Neman about the other guy. Where does Rashi get that from? From the Hemshech of the Gemara there. Daf Yud. Because the Gemara quotes another statement from Rava. That Ploni Baal Ishti Huva Achem Mitztarfin Lahargo Avalo Lahargo. Let's say Reuven comes to Bezin and says that Shimon was Baal Ishti. So is he Neman to kill his wife? Neman to kill the Boel? What's the din? So Zogt Rava, he's Neman to kill the Boel, but not Neman to kill his wife. So Frek the Gemara, Maika Mashmal and the Mefalgina B'dibura. Well, what's the Havamina? What's the chiddush? What's the chiddush over here? He's Nema to kill the Boel, but not Nema to kill his wife, because Palgina Dibura? Who said Palgina Dibura? Where did Rava say Palgina Dibura? That's the same thing as Rava's first statement. Ah, you see that Rava's first statement was built on Palgina Dibura. Was built on Palgina Dibura. So that's why the Gemara says you don't need the second statement that he's Neman to kill the Baal and not his wife, because Palgina Dibura. So the Gemara is a Tzricha, so we'll get to it in a moment. But it's clear from the Hemshech of the Gemara that Rav is based on Palgina Dibura, that we're able to split the person's words and to accept his testimony that's not relating to him, but not to accept the testimony that is relating to him. Since he's a Rasha Lagabe Atzmo, based on his testimony he's a Rasha, he's not Neman to say that he's a Rasha, but he's Neman about the other individual, because that's a separate Eidus, it doesn't relate to him, that Eidus he's Neman about. That's Rav's Shita. So similarly in our Sugya, the Lova that testified about Bar Benitos, that he was Malva Beribis, he's Neman about Bar Benitos, but he's not Neman about himself. He's not Neman about himself, he's making himself into a Rasha, but Palkina Dibura tells me that we split his words, and he's Neman about the other individual. That's all Gemara Daf Kafei. So the question is, Rav Yosef seems to argue against Rava. He would probably argue with him in Gemara too. He would say that somehow his testimony is not going to be acceptable. Rasha hu v'atara amra al tashas rasha. It sounds like his testimony is not going to be acceptable. Why not? Why is he arguing with Rava? So a lot of ink has been spilled in the Achronim trying to explain Rav Yosef's shita. But the simple pshat is what the Tumim says. Rav Yosef is arguing with Rava. He's saying that this individual is a Rasha, so we can't accept his testimony. So what does that tell me? Rav Yosef obviously is holding Poshav Shad. He's holding that Adam Eisem Atzer Rasha. Rav Yosef and Rava perhaps are arguing whether Adam Eisem Atzer Rasha or Ein Adam Eisem Atzer Rasha. Rava says that Adam Karvei Selasmo Ve'Ein Adam Eisem Atzer Rasha. Rav Yosef responds and says, what do you mean? Adam Eisem Atzer Rasha. So if he's Eisem Atzer Rasha, so then he's a Rasha. We can't accept his testimony. And that's why he's not Neman about himself. In fact, he's not going to be Neman even about the other guy, because once he's a Rasha, we throw out his whole Eidus, and that's the end of it. Rav Yosef might just be holding that other Mesa Matzah Rasha. Micha.
But isn't he still Karavei Tzalatzma?
He is a Karavei Tzalatzma. That's an excellent point. So what Micha's asking is, if he's Karavei Tzalatzma, how can he be Mesa Matzah Rasha? How can he make himself into a Rasha? That's the next point we have to address. The Tumim says Rav Yosef holds that other Mesa Matzah Rasha. But how's that possible? If other Karavei Tzalatzma, how can he be Mesa Matzah Rasha? Daniel.
He's not a Karavei Tzalatzma. He is himself.
Okay. But why should that make him able to make himself into a Rasha? That's even worse. If he is himself, if he's a Baldover Etzalatzmos, then there's even less of a likelihood that he should be able to make himself into a Rasha.
It doesn't confront the problem of Karov, though.
Baldover's even worse than Karov. Right? Baldover's even worse than Karov. Karov means that he's a relative to someone. Are you talking? Rav Yosef might hold that we have another principle in Shas that tells me that sometimes a person is Neman about himself. We have a precedent for this. What's the precedent? Hodos Valdin Kimea Eidim Dami. That if Reuven comes to Bezin and says, I owe Shimon 100 alis, he's Neman about himself. How do I know Hodos Valdin Kimea Eidim Dami? Anyone? Any source? Bavitzia, yeah. What's the source of Bavitzia?
Kiuza,
exactly, Michael. Kihuza. Moda b'miktas. We know that there's a chi of shvua. If Reuven comes to Bezin and says, Shimon owes him 100 alis, and Shimon says what? Yes and no. He says, I do owe him 50, but I don't owe him the full 100. So then Bezin says, he has to take a shvua on the remaining 50, on the part that he's kofar. Min haTorah, kofar bakol is potter from a shvua. If he would be kofar bakol, he'd be potter. The Rabbanon is chayav shvuas heses, right? Chayav shvua the Rabbanon. But if he's moda b'miktas, so on the part that he's moda, hodas b'din k'mei eidim dami tells me that he's chayav to pay the part that he's moda. Part that he's moda on, he has to pay. But then the part that he's kofar on, he has to take a shvua d'raisa, not a shvua d'rabbanan, a shvua d'raisa on the kfira. Because there was a hodah, there's a raglayim ladova, that maybe the toveya is right. So that's machayav, a shvua d'raisa on the part that he was kofar. How do I know that? Because the pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, asher yomar ki huzeh. He says, Ki huzeh, this I'm moda to, but that I'm not moda to. So the Torah says that he's chayav shvua d'raisa. That's the mokar, the hodas baldin kimea eidim dami. So we do have a precedent to say that someone is neman about himself. Yes?
When he testifies that whatever happened, in order to be pasa himself, shouldn't it at the same time be pasa the other guy?
What do you mean? Pasa the other guy?
Because his
age is... You're talking about chofei or you're talking about daftes? Chofei.
Tes. Yes.
Pasa, we're not passing the other guy. We want to know if we can be mechayev misa to that guy.
Okay, exactly. But I'm saying the only reason that we're wholesale disguised as Aedas is because he took part in the action. He's admitting to it.
Right.
So by admitting to it, shouldn't it also count towards the other guy? Shouldn't both?
But he's not a Russia vis-a-vis. He's not a
Russia at the same time.
I hear what you're saying, but he's not a Russia vis-a-vis the other guy. So why can't he be Neman for the other guy? Rav Yosef holds he's not Neman for the other guy because once he's a Russia in this Aedas, so then we throw it out. You throw out the Aedas, because if he's a Russian, this Aedas vis-a-vis himself, then we throw out the whole Aedas.
So he still holds it's two separate Aedas.
You're saying Rav Yosef agrees that Pagina Dibura, but the fact that he's a Russia makes him possible for the Rovea. Right, that's what it sounds like. Because if he's arguing and saying that we don't say Pagina Dibura, then why does he use the statement that, well, he's a Russia, and then we can't accept his Aedas? Okay, it's actually more complicated than I'm presenting it now. We're just trying to do it simply. Okay? Trying to present it in a simple way. So comes the Tumim and says, maybe Rav Yosef argues with Rava by saying that Adam makes Matzah Rasha. Adam makes Matzah Rasha because we have a precedent. We know Hodos Valin Kameh Eidim Dami. We know a person can be Neman about himself. So is it such a big jump to say that he can be Mase Matzah Rasha? If he's Neman about himself, Mechayev himself Mamon, then is it such a big jump to say that he's Mase Matzah Rasha? What is Rava going to respond to that? It is a pretty big jump. What's the jump? Adam Karabetz Latzov Ein Adam Mase Matzah Rasha. But yet we know Hodos Valin Kameh Eidim Dami. That sounds like he should be Neman about himself. What's Rava going to respond?
That's only by
Mamon. That's by a Chiyuv Mamon, exactly. But where do we find that Hodas Vadin is not Kamei Eidim Dami? By Knas, right? All those individuals who learned Bav Metzia this year, right? So the Gemara there, in trying to figure out the strange case of Moda B'Mikzas, not the regular case that we gave, but let's say Eidim Ameyed on part, right? Hadas Eidim, can Hadas Eidim be Mechaya V'Shvua? If Eidim Ameyed on part of the Tviya, so is that Mechaya V'Shvua on the part that you're Kofer? In the midst of that whole Gemara, the Gemara makes a statement that Mamon is Mechayev, the Piv is Mechayev Mamon, but Piv is not Mechayev Knas. Hodas Valdin Kamei Eidim Dami applies by Chiyuvei Mamon. Someone says, I owe the Tovea, I owe Ruvein $100, and then he's Chayev to pay. But if he says that I'm Chayev a Knas, that I did a Gnevin, I'm Chayev Kefel, or I'm Chayev Dalet Vehei, I'm Chayev some kind of a Knas, some kind of a penalty, so that he's not Neman about. Modiv a Knas Potter. How do we know Mod B'Knas Potter? Because the Pasuk says, as Rashi there in Bava Metzia, Dav Gimel quotes, Ashe Yashiyun Elohim, Elohim Lashem Chol, meaning Bezdin, Prat L'Mashiyas Atzma. The Bezdin has to be Mashiyah, the person. If you're making him into a Rasha, to be Chayav B'Knas, you're making him into a Rasha. Achiyav Mamon doesn't tell me that he's a Rasha. It just means that he's Chayav. He can be Chayav money because he borrowed money from someone. It's not a Rasha, necessarily. Yeah, if he's Mazikim, so then you could say he's a Russia. But the Chiyuv Mamon, even by Mazik, is not because he's a Russia, it's because he was Mafsid the other individual, so it makes sense, right? There's a Chiyuv HaTorah to pay back the Hefsid. Not because he's a Russia. But Knas, if a person's a Ganaf, right? So because of the Maisa Gneva, he's now Chayiv Kefel, so that's a Knas. Moda the Knas Potter, right? Prat Mashiach's Atzmo, if he's Mashiach's Atzmo, then he's Potter. So Rava could say, it is true that Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami, that a person is Neman about himself, but he's Neman about a Chiyuv Mamon. He's not Neman to make himself into a Russia. So just like Moda B'Knas is Potter, a person is not Neman to make himself into a Russia to say that he did a Maisa Aveira. That's why the individual, both on Daf Tes and on Daf Chaf He, is not going to be Neman about himself. Michael?
Asher Yishun seems to be a reason to not apply those
following
made
them
by
Knas.
What about by Misa? Where do you
want to talk about? So Rava would say that Misa is even more than Knas. Misa also is like Knas. Why would you say that Modi B'Knas Potter, before we get there, Daniel, you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to get back to your point, Michael.
Just why should we connect Knas with Aedas, with being Neman by Aedas?
Sule Aedas.
Yeah, but why is that a knas?
Because
that's not you're not going to have to pay anything. Yeah, you can't testify in a case, but you don't lose anything.
Correct.
Seems a little less extreme.
But the psulaitis, no, because the psulaitis is a function of Russia. You're making him into a Russia. Chiyuv Mamon is not a function of Russia. So he's Neman to talk about himself if he's not making himself into a Russia, but not if he is making himself into a Russia.
But again, you could say that knas is even worse, just because, like, for him, like, he doesn't want.
Okay, we're going to get to that. It's a good point, Danielle.
it says that the basin is making him into a Rasha. There's no such thing as a kanas outside of the basin. You go to a basin, and basin actively makes you into a Rasha.
Exactly.
As opposed to someone marshia es atmo, how does someone marshia es atmo? He paskins himself.
He's modeb. If he comes to Bezdin and he's modeb kanas, he comes to Bezdin and says, "I'm chayev kefil. I'm chayev dal behe."
Basin still being marshia.
No, that's exactly the point. That some achronim want to explain that modeb knas is potter because knas has to be a coerced payment. It has to be a payment that Bezdin places on the individual. Not that he comes to Bezdin and says, "I'm chayev knas. I'll pay up." That doesn't work.
Also, this seems to be totally different than Rava, because why would Rava just quote this pasuk? Rava's svar is that he's a karav and he's posel because you can't present us or whatever. This has nothing to do with that.
Rava says Adam Karov et Zalatzmo.
I'm not going to argue with this pasuk either. I mean, this is only a meaning. I don't really.
Saying, why does Rava say Adam Karov et Zalatzmo? He should say Pratham Ashiya Zalatzmo. Mod Beknas Potter relates to Russia in general. I think he's just adding to the point, right? Why do we say Pratham Ashiya Zalatzmo? You're saying Pratham Ashiya Zalatzmo, Mod Beknas Potter, is not because he's a Karov et Zalatzmo. Even if we would trust him, it doesn't work because the knas has to be coerced by Bezdin. That's what you're suggesting.
Also, Rabbi Yosef is not going to argue with this boss. So it seems to be a difference.
So that question we'll get back to. Alex? Why don't you ask your question,
maybe,
then I'll sum up and I'll make my point.
Maybe Rabbi Yosef was only trying to extend it to so English and not necessarily to knas.
Very good. Okay, we're going to get to that too. Okay, so far we have two extremes. We have the din that ain't the mesim atzer rasha to pasal la'edus. Then we have the halacha that hadas vadin kamei edim dami, a person is nemed about himself. We have a third halacha. Right? Those are the two extremes. Actually, maybe we'll put it this way: we have chiyuv mama where hadas vadin kamei edim dami. We have moda beknas potter that a person is not nemed about himself. But there's a lot in the middle. There's psul edus. There's onish misa. There's onish malchus onshim. Where does all that fit in? So that's the question over here, according to the Tum, if you think about it. Right? We have Mammon, we have Knas, and we have Soledas, Misa, Onish Misa, Onish Mammon, Onish Malkas, excuse me. So what does a person Nemon to do about himself? Moda b'knas poti. He's not nemat to be mechayim himself a knas. Hodas b'nei kamei edim dami. He's nemat to be mechayim himself mamon. How about all that middle? So Rava comes and tells you that adam karvets latzol ve'en adam esim atzer asha. Rava says that what's the exception and what's the rule? What's the paradigm and what's the exception to the paradigm? The exception, Rava says, is mamon. Mamon is the case where he's nemat. But in every other situation, he's not going to be nemat. Meaning Onish Misa, Mamon, Onish Misa, and Malkus, and Psul Edis, these all fall under the rubric of Moda B'Knas Pata. That's what Ein Adam Eisim Atzer Rasha, according to Rava, means. Who says that? Rashi and Yevamos. That's how Rashi and Yevamos explains. Once all the dust settles, it's clear that that's what Rashi is saying, B'Knas Rava. There's a parallel sugi in Yevamos to our Gemara Daf Chafei and the Gemara Daf Tes. And Rava comes up with the same statement there in Yevamos and Chafei Amidbeis. Adam Karaves Latso Ve'en Adam Esim Atzerasha. Comes Rashi and says, Ve'en Adam Esim Eseduso Eidus Eitzalatzmo Leosos Rasha. I behod the Kaimel and Hodas Piv Kamei Eidim Dami. Rashi is the Kasha. He's troubled if Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami. Person is Nemo to be Mechayim himself Mamon. So why not make himself into a Rasha? He's nemed about himself, so what's the difference? No, Zogt Rashi, Hani, Mili, Limamona. Avala Knosso, Lonish Malkus, Vili Posolo. Says Rashi, Moda Bechi of Mamon is Chayiv, Hodaz, Vadin, Kamei, Edim, Dami. But for Knas, and to be Posolo, Edus, and for Onish, Malkus, Umisa, he's not nemed about himself. All these are making him into a Rasha. He's not Nemun to make himself into a Rasha. But to Machayev himself Mamon, that's not making himself into a Rasha. Therefore, he's going to be Nemun. That's how Rashi understands Rav. Rav Yosef could respond by saying, no. The rule is that a person is Nemun about himself. Hodas, Badin, Kameh, Edim, Dami tells me a person really isn't Nemun about himself. Except for Knas. Moda B'Knas is an exception. Asher Ashirin Elohim Prat Mashiach Satzma, that's the exception to the rule. Rav Yosef might even go so far as to say maybe he'd taka be Neman to Pasala Eidos. Maybe he'd be Neman to be Mechayim himself and Onesh of Misa and Malkus too. It's not clear. Maybe he would be. I don't know if you have to go that far. Rav Yosef might admit that he's not Neman to be Mechayim himself, Malkus and Misa, but not because he's not Neman to be Mesa Matzah Rasha. Rabbi Yosef might hold it. He's taka neman to be Mesa Matzah Rasha. Aye, so why can't he be mechayv himself an owner of Misa and Malkus? There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says it could be that a person is not neman to be mechayv himself Misa and Malkus not because of the din of Eina de Mesa Matzah Rasha. Not because of Exeris HaKosuf. Rather, it's a svar. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yilches, at the very end, it's Xeris HaKosov that you can't give an onesh misa and malchus to a person without two eidim. Asanedrin and misa v'lo malchim hamoda ba'avera, why not? So it says the Rambam, it's Xeris HaKosov, but now he gives a svar. Shema nitrifa daito b'dover zeh. Maybe he's not thinking straight. Shema min ha'amolim mori nefeshu ham. Maybe he wants to commit suicide. Chalila. He's like those people who throw themselves on swords, they jump off the buildings, and maybe that's what he wants. So he tells the best and that he did it in Avera. He was Mechal Shabbos, and he wants to be Mechayev Misa, Mechayev himself Misa. Shemakach Zeyova Vyomar Dover Shalo Osa Kdeshiye Horek. So says the Rambam, that's why we can't give an ownership of Misa to the individual, based on his own testimony. It's a svara. It's a svara. We're afraid he wants to commit suicide, so we're not going to give him Misa based on his testimony. Uklalo Sheldover concludes the Rambam, Gzeras Melachi. The Klal Hadover is that it's really Gzeras HaKosav. It's really strange. Posach the Gzeras HaKosav, the Siyim the Gzeras HaKosav, and in the middle, Ibrid gives a svara. It's interesting, right? The Rambam says in the middle, there's a svara that we can't give him an ownership of Misa and Malkus. Dr. Advaz, it's a svar that we don't give him Misa, because maybe he wants to commit suicide. But Malkus, what's the svar? What, he wants to get beaten up? The Rambam doesn't give such a svar. So maybe the reason why the Rambam doesn't give up the posuk, he still says that it's Xeris HaKosav, is he wants to explain why we don't give Malkus to the individual. Maybe. Efshe. But you see that it could be that there's a svara as to why we're not going to give and onesh misa to the person. And maybe even onesh malchus. You don't necessarily have to say that the Rambam holds that for malchus, to explain why we don't give a person malchus, that's Xeris HaKosav. But to explain why we don't give a misa, that could be a svar. Maybe the whole thing is a svar. Both malchus and misa, we're afraid that maybe the person wants to commit suicide or he wants to bring himself pain. So that's why Bezin is not going to give him malchus based on his testimony. So it could be Rav Yosef argues with Rava. He says what? He says, Oda Mesa Matzah Rasha. You see from Odas Badin Kamei Edom Dami, a person is Neman about himself. Moda Beknas Poda, that's the exception. There he's not Neman. He's not Neman about himself. But for any other Mesa Matzah Rasha, Hitaka is Neman. He would really be Neman to pass himself Leidus. And perhaps Rav Yosef holds he'd be Neman to give himself an ownership of Misa and Malkus as well. Practically, we're not going to accept it from him. Not because of Xeris HaKosav, that he's Eina de Mesa Matzah Rasha, but because of the Svara. Right? So what I'm suggesting is that it could be everyone puts Knas together with Onesh Misa and Malkus. The question is why? Is it because it's part of the Xeris HaKosav of Knas? Just like Psul Eidus is, that's Rava. Rav Yosef might say it's not part of the Xeris HaKosav, but practically you can't be Mechayev him in Onesh Misa or Malkus like the Rambam, because we're afraid that he's not going to be honest. But Psul Eidus, since he's only Mesa Matzah Rasha, that Hitaka is Neman to do, because that could be like Hodas Badin Kamei Eidu Dami. So it could be the Machlokas HaMoroim, whether other Mesa Matzah Rasha to pass Psul Eidus or not, is a question as to what's the paradigm. Is Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami the paradigm? And that explains why he can be Mesa Matzah Rasha too? Is the paradigm Moda B'Knas? Forget about Onesh Misa and Malkus for a moment. Is the paradigm Moda B'Knas, and that tells me that he's Eino the Mesa Matzah Rasha even to Pasal Le'eda? So do we say, no, the paradigm is Hodas Badin Kamei Eidim Dami. He really is Neman to be Mesa Matzah Rasha. Just like he's nema to be mechayiv himself in mamon, the only thing he's not nema to do is to be mechayiv himself knas because of the pas. Okay, this could be the machlokas amaron. Questions? Yisro.
Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tesam Beis says that according to Rabbi Yosef, the reason why he's not believed to kill the rova and also himself to be killed is because he's not a good eid, because of the pasuk al teshi hasha eid. So it has nothing to do with the svara that he might want to kill himself or etc. It's that he's not an eid. So
no, Yosef is coming to explain why he's not neman about the other guy.
Right, but if he's not an eid, he can't be an eid himself either.
He can't be an aid. Exactly. So we're saying he's an aid puzzle. You need the svar of Ein Adam Meisa Matzah Rosha to say that he can't be an aid puzzle. To say that he can't be an aid about someone else. We're not talking about whether he can be Mechayev himself Misa. We're talking about whether he's Mitzdarev with another aid to puzzle the Roveya. So for that, we have to know whether this guy's an aid kosher or an aid puzzle. So Adam Meisa Matzah Rosha tells me that he's not an aid puzzle. If I hold another Meisa Matzah Rosha, then he is a Rosha, he's an aid puzzle, and he can't be Mitzdarev to kill the other individuals. That's what we're trying to figure out. Is he an aid puzzle for the Roveya?
Once you say that he couldn't make himself a Rosha by testifying that he is...
He wouldn't be Nemo to put himself to death.
Right.
But is he Nemo to make himself into an eight puzzle to kill the other guy?
Right, exactly. There's a custom that he can't believe for Misa. He's believed to become a Rasha, and now since he's a Rasha, he's not believed for Misa.
To kill the Roveya.
Rav
Yosef might say that he's not believed to put himself to death for a totally different reason, for a svara, not because he's a Russian. That's what I'm suggesting.
If he can't testify about somebody else because he's a Russia, he also shouldn't be able to testify himself because he's a Russia. And it's because there's a cause. The Pasuk says, Al-Tashi, Russia.
Al-Tashi is Russia, ain't.
Right,
but testifying about oneself is different than testifying about someone else, because testifying about oneself, Hodas Balinkimei Eben Gami tells me that one is Neman about oneself. So it's a chiddush to say that other Meisim Atzma Russian.
That's also a Gzeres Kasev.
Right, exactly. So I'm suggesting the Machlokas Amaran is which Gzeres HaKasev pulls a stronger weight over here. Rav Yosef might say that other Meisim Atzma Russian, because Hodas Balinkimei Eben Gami tells me that he is able to be Meisim Atzma Russian. The Moda B'Knas Potter is the exception to the rule. Okay? Let's analyze Rav a little bit more. Rav says Palgina Dibura. Ein Adam Meisa Matzah Rasha and Palgina Dibura. So that's why he's Neman about the Roveya, even though he's not Neman about himself. That's why he's Neman about the Malva Gribis, even though he's not Neman about himself. So Rav's Shita seems very strange. Leaving aside the Meisa Matzah Rasha issue, whether a person is Meisa Matzah Rasha or can't be Meisa Matzah Rasha, Rav also holds Palgina Dibura. Now, what does that mean? We split the guy's words in half. He said a whole statement in Bezin, so how can we just take half of it and throw half of it out? What kind of an idea is that? That we accept part of his statement and we're going to reject another part of his statement. What's more, you see from the Gemara in Bava Kamma, Dafayin Gimel, Beferish, that when a person gives a full statement in Bezin, if part of the statement is faulty, if it's deficient, then we throw the whole thing out. What's that called? Eidu Shabbat L'Mikzah Sabbat L'Kula. The Gemara says, what happens if there are two Edom who testify that Reuven stole from Shimon? Begneva. Right? We know there's Ganav and Gazlan. Did anyone learn Bava Kamma this year? No one learned Bava Kamma. Okay. It's something called Gneva and something called Gzela. They both sound the same. I mean, not the words, but you're stealing. Right? What's the difference? So Gneva is a secretive kind of stealing where people don't see you. And Gzela means you grab it out of the guy's hand in broad daylight. The halacha is that the chi of kefel only applies to geneva, not to gzela. If you steal secretively, so then not only you chayav to pay back the karen, you chayav to pay back kefel as well. So, and if you steal a shor or a chamor, right? So for the shor, ki ignovish shor or seh, I'm sorry, if you steal a shor or a seh, so chamisha boka yishalim tachas a shor, va'abatzon tachas haseh. You kill a shor or a seh, so then you chayav to pay dalet v'heh. You pay the kefel, but you have to pay Chamisha Bokar, if it's Bokar, so then you pay Gimel on top of the Kefel, and if it's Tzon, so then you pay Beis on top of the Kefel, right? Which is what we call Dalet Vehe. That's the extra Chiyuv for Gneva. Both Chiyuvim, Kefel and Dalet Vehe, are in the case of Gneva, but it depends what you've stolen. So what happens if the Edom testify that Reuven stole? They testify both that he was a ganav, both that he stole the item, and that he was toveach. If he's toveach or he's mocha, he steals a shor or a seh, and aside from just the stealing, he was toveach, he shechs the shor or the seh, or he sells the shor or the seh. It's a complicated case. You have a geneva and a mechira, a geneva and a tficha. So then he's chayev dalet behe. He's chayev dalet for the seh, and he's chayev hay for the shor. So the case in the Gemara and Bava Kama is, let's say the Edom come and they testify that he was gone up, and then he was Toveach. So basically they're testifying that he's Chayev Dalet Vehei. Chayev Dalet Vehei. It's Chayev Kefil, but really it's Chayev Dalet Vehei. Because it's the situation of Tzvicha Mechira. But then the Huzmu on the Gneva. So the Edus of the Gneva is Batal. Batal, because if there's Edus of Hazama, if they're Huzmu, the second cut of Edom came and they said what? They said, it's impossible. We don't know what the details of the case are, but you can't testify about this case. It's not hakchosha. It's not that they contradict and they say somehow the facts of the case were different. No. Hazama. They say, you can't testify because you were with us at that time. So we know Kashazama tells me that the Edom have to pay. They have to suffer the same consequences that they wanted the Nidon to suffer. So comes the Gemara and says, let's say they were Huzma on the Geneva. So now the Eidus on the Tficha falls away. We can't accept their Eidus on the Tficha. They're not going to be chayav anything. Because Eidus Shabbat Mektasa Babakula. But Huzmu on the Tficha, who Mishalim Teshlum Ekefa, Behem Mishalim Teshlum Eishlosha. But if the Huzmu on the Tficha, not the Gneva, the Huzmu on the Tficha, who Mishalim Kefa, Behem Mishalim Teshlum Eishlosha. Okay, let's leave that out for a moment. The first case, the Huzmu on the Gneva, so then everything falls away. So the question is, Rava creates this yisod of Palgin on Dibura, that if someone makes a statement in Bezdin and there are two parts, we can accept part of his testimony and not the other part. Ploni Ravani, we can accept Ravani, Ploni Rava, but not Lirtzoni. And yet the Gemara Bava Kama says that Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula. Someone comes to Bezdin and makes a statement that has two parts to it. If one part is Batil, then the whole thing is Batil. What's going on over here? Rav is against the Braisa? It's not a Braisa. Rav can't go against the Braisa. How can you say Palgina Dibur? It's not against the Gemara Bava Kama. We can't understand the Svara why Rav would say that you can break up a statement in two. But not only can we understand the Svara, it's not against the Gemara. The Gemara says there's another principle, a competing principle. Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula. How can you say Palgina Dibur? Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula. So clearly the answer to this theory from Bava Kama has to be that Rava holds there are two principles. You just have to know when each principle applies. If you know when each principle applies, then you want to steer. So that's the $64,000 question here. When do we say Palgin Dibura, and when do we say Eidah Shabbat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula? So there are two approaches that I give. The Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam suggests, in the midst of a long piece, he suggests that maybe it depends on whether the two statements, the two parts of his statement, are dependent on each other, or are they separate statements. The person comes to Bezdin and makes two statements. So if there are two adios in this Haggadah, then we can accept one and we can throw out the other. If they're independent of each other, then Palgin Dibura. We can accept one statement, but we don't necessarily have to accept both. If the two statements are dependent on each other, it's one Haggadah which has only one Eidos in it, because the two statements are dependent on each other, then we don't look at it as two Eidos, we look at it as one Eidos. If it's one Eidos, then we can't break it up. We have to either accept it all, or throw the whole thing out. That's the chilek. The chilek is that you have an Eidos that can be divided into two parts that are unrelated to each other. You have a Haggadah, so if there are two Eidos, there are two independent testimonies in this Haggadah, so then we can accept one without accepting the other. But if you have two statements which are dependent on each other, that's one Eidus. So you either accept both, or you don't accept either. The Gemara Bava Kama is talking about Tzvicha Mechira. So if the Huzmu on the Geneva, once we throw out the Geneva, you can't have a Tzvicha Mechira without a Geneva. Tzvicha Mechira is Geneva plus. First you have a Ganeva, there's a Chiyuv Kefel. On top of the Chiyuv Kefel, you have a Chiyuv of Dal Vahe as well. That's why the Gemara says that if Huzmu on the Ganeva, we have to throw out the Eidus on Ganeva, Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzah, Shabbat L'Kula. Because if you're missing half the Eidus, then the other part of the Eidus can't stand. It has no leg to stand. But here, the two have nothing to do with each other. The fact that Ploni Rava doesn't mean he was Rover me. He could have been Rover someone else. They're two independent parts of the Eidus. They're not related to each other. One is the fact that this guy was Taka Roveya, and then the other part is who is the subject of that Maisa Reveya. So they're not related to each other. So comes Rava and says, and Eina the Maisa Matzah Rosha tells me that the guy is not Neman to say, Lirtzoni, the Pagina Dibura, allows us to accept the testimony that Ploni Rava, because that's independent, it's unrelated to the fact that I was the object of that Maisa Reveya. So because there are two independent Eduyos over here, I can throw out one and I can accept the other. I don't know whose hand was up first. How many times?
I'm sorry, Rabbi. I'm struggling to see what the Havamina is that there is a steer between the two Gemarot. In Bafakama, he's lying, or at least there's Hazama. So it makes sense, legit, like practically, to no longer believe what they're saying at all. In our case, here,
yeah, but just
it's
one second. Let's take the second part of Bafakama. If they're Huzmu on the Tficha, we accept the Gneva. We accept the Eidus on the Gneva. Right? Huzmu on the Tficha, we don't say Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kula. But isn't he lying? Aren't they lying, I should say? If the Edom are lying, so we should throw out Geneva too. You see, it's not true. It's only if the Huzma on the Geneva, then we throw out the Ticha Mechira. But not if the Huzma on the Ticha Mechira, then we won't throw out the Geneva. But they're lying. Just because they're lying on one thing doesn't mean they're lying on the other thing. The reason why we throw it out is because Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat Kula, because it's one unit. That's Reb Chaim's pshat. Right? They're one unit. Michael.
In the case of Baba Kama, the Zomen are Chayav Chamisha or only Chayav Kedah?
In which case? In the first case?
In the case where they're zoomed in on the Gneva, they're Chayav Kefel?
The Chayav Kefel, that's
why, if they're so dependent on each other, then wouldn't they be Chayav?
Because they weren't, there's no Hazama on the Tzvichu Mechir. The Tzvichu Mechir didn't necessarily occur at the same time as the Gneva.
Even though they're totally dependent on each other.
The Tzvichu Mechir can't live without the Gneva. But if they're not Huzmo on the Tzvichu Mechir, they can't be given the punishment of the Tzvichu Mechir. It's different. Different. It's in terms of the Eidus being accepted in Bezdin, I can't accept the Eidus of Tficha Mechir without a Geneva, but I can't punish them for the Tficha Mechir. We don't know for sure that they're lying about the Tficha Mechir. It's that we don't throw out the Tficha Mechir because they're lying. We throw out the Tficha Mechir because it's one unit. So if part of it is Batel, then the other part is Batel. Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah, Shabbat L'Kula. Daniel?
A person X, that is a fact, he's already connected to that person. And the Pagina and Dibora is happening to say is that since it could have been an Ones, and it's not as an effect.
He says Lirtsoni!
Since it could have been Ones, that means his Misa has nothing to do with my Misa. The fact that I'm also Chayav Misa has nothing to do with his Misa, because if I'm Ones or Ratzon, it makes no difference. It's very difficult to say that, it's like saying that there's an order without a loan that happened. That's not true. If you have an Arav, it alone happened. If he was Ravei of someone and I said it was me, you can't just say that's not true. It's much easier to say.
Why? I don't understand. The Maisa Ravei doesn't have to involve me. There was someone who was the object of that Maisa. It doesn't have to be me. They're not dependent on each other.
Just throw out the fact that I'm the person there. I already testified that.
Just because you testified doesn't mean that the Maisa Ravei occurred to you.
You said it did.
You said it did, but the two are not necessarily related to each other. That's what Pagin and Dibur is all about. According to Reb Chaim.
The Gemara in Ksubis, on Yod Ches, the Tosfos does not ask that question. He asked the question.
Pagin and Dibur in Ksubis also is that the two. Go ahead.
The Mishnah says a case where they. What's its face was Ma'anesas to sign on this shtar. Tosfos' question isn't that there should have been
Pagin and Dibur. We should accept Anusim Hayinu, but not Machmas Mamun.
Right.
Take care of it.
If he had Pagin and Dibur on the first half, he could have said that Pagin and Dibur that we signed on a star, but it didn't have to be that star. He didn't ask about that. He should have asked Pagin and Dibur over there, but he didn't. He asked Pagin and Dibur on the second half.
Because he doesn't need to ask. He doesn't need to ask that, because if they were Machmas Nefoshos, then they're still not going to be Pasul La'edus. So the key is that they were Anusim Machmas Mamun. That's the only part we have to cut off. We only have to cut off Machmas Mamun, because if it's Machmas Nefashas, then they're still kosher. He's just cutting off the last part that creates the psul. I think. This is one approach. The difference between Palgina Dibur as opposed to Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Shabbat L'Kula. The Russian, yes, Yisrael.
I thought the reason why you can't make him pay the dollar of the hay when we find that they were in Zon Mount Kepa was because the Torah says that you have to pay dollar of the hay, not Kimo the dollar.
I'm not talking about... The key to this discussion is not what they pay or whether they pay. I'm trying to figure out whether the Eidus on Tficha Mechira is an acceptable Eidus. You're saying, what's the nafkamina? If they can't pay Dalet Vehei... Okay, let's see what the Gemara says. V'huzma lagneva, Eidus Shabbat l'mitzos Shabbat l'kul. You see from the Gemara that we can split up the Dalet V'Hei. One person could pay the Kefel and the other could pay the Shloshim. As long as Dalet V'Hei is paid, the whole unit is paid. Meaning if Kefel is paid, then the Dalet V'Hei can be paid. Then the Shloshim can be paid as well. So why can't we say that in the first case too? So huzmu on the geneva, so now they're going to have to pay the kefel, but they weren't huzmu on the tficha. Let the nidon pay the shlosha, and they'll pay the kefel. The tficha is an edus enus. We have no reason to believe that there's a sheker here. So just like in the second case, they'll pay the shlosha, and the nidon's going to pay the kefel. In the first case, let them pay the kefel, let the nidon pay the shlosha. Comes to Gemara and says, Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzos, Shabbat L'Kula, we throw out the whole Eidus, and that's why we don't accept our Eidus vis-a-vis the Tzficha. Okay, this is one pshat, one possibility as to why there's a chiddush between Pagin and Dibura and Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzos, Shabbat L'Kula. The Rosh Makis quotes a world-famous Ravid who offers a different interpretation. This is probably like one of the top five Ravids in Shas. The Ravid says, maybe it's a top ten, the Ravid says, why does Rav on Daf Tes say Pagina Dibura and the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Gemara in other places says that Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzos Shabbat L'Kula? The question is, why are we rejecting part of the Eidus? If we're rejecting part of the Eidus because it really doesn't have a shame Eidus at all, then Pagina Dibura. If the person is a Baldover about part of his Eidus, so then regarding the Chelik of the Eidus, that he's a Baldover, that's not an Eidus. We should say that better. If in part of his statement, we shouldn't even call it Eidus, if in part of the statement he's a Baldover, that's not Eidus. It's not that there are two Eidios over here, there's only one Eidus. Ploni Rava. Lirtsoni is not Nitfas B'Shem Eidus. He's not an aid for something that he's a Baldover. For that, it's a zero. It's not called an Eidus. He doesn't have a shame aid for that. So that's why Pagina Dibura. If he has a shame aid for both parts of his statement, but part of the statement somehow can't be accepted in Beis Din, or he's a posel, he's a korov for that part of the statement. He's not a baldover. It's not that he's testifying about himself, but he's a korov for someone else. So then, he's an aid posel. He is an aid, but he's an aid posel. So if he's an aid posel, or the eidos was batel in part, it's eidos shabbat l'mitzos, shabbat l'kula. But if he's not an aid posel, if he's so posel that he's a baldover, it's not an aid posel. Baldover's not an aid posel. He doesn't have a shame aid b'chalal. So he doesn't have a shame eid bechlal, then palgina dibura, because we only hear part of his statement. Only part of his statement is nitfas b'shem eidus. So then we're not going to say eidus shabbat l'mitzos shabbat l'kula. The part that's batel is not an eidus. The part that's batel is not an eidus. We're free to accept the part of his statement that is an eidus. That's called palgina dibura. That's not eidus shabbat l'mitzos shabbat l'kula. Because only part of the statement is called eidus. The other part is not eidus. That's the Ravid's yisod, the Ravid's chiluk. What's the context of the Ravid? Where does he mention this? This is the Gemara in Makis. Famous Gemara in Makis at the end of the first paragraph. These two individuals were krovim of an orev, of a co-signer on a loan. Rav Papa wanted to say that they're kosher to testify about what? About the piro and hachov. Maybe Yilov and Tuvia, the krovim of the orev, are kosher to testify that the chov was paid up. Because they're rechokim to the lov and the malve, they're krovim to the arev. But so what? The arev is not the one who's chayev the money. The lov is chayev to the malve. Amalei refuna b'rei de Rav Yeshua le Rav Papa. Yilesh le lov alav basar arva ozel malve. if the Lova doesn't have the money, so then the Malva is going to go to the Oriv. So the Oriv also is like the Lova. The Oriv is chai of the money. He's involved in this Piron. He's affected by this Piron. If he's affected by the Piron, then the Kerovim of the Oriv, apostle to testify about the Halva, because the Taka affects the Oriv. That's the Gimel. So for the Rosh, I don't understand. They're coming to testify that the Chov was Parua. The Chov is paid out. So Palgina Dibura. Why can't we be Palgina Dibura? We'll accept the testimony vis-a-vis the Lova. We won't accept the testimony vis-a-vis the Orev. The Krovim to the Orev. So okay, we can't accept the testimony to say that the Orev is going to be Chayiv, but we can't accept the testimony to say that the Lova. We can't accept the testimony to say that the Chov is Parua vis-a-vis the Orev. Meaning if the Malva claims it's not Parua, he can be Motzi from the Orev. But they should be Neman to say that the Chov is Parua vis-a-vis the Lova, because they're not Krovim to the Lova. Why don't we say Palgina Dibura over here? Ask the Rosh. So the Rosh gives two answers. He quotes the Yesh Matartzim, who say that, how can you split between the Orev and the Lova? Hainu hach, if you have a shtar that the guy is an Orev, so then the Lova and the Orev, hainu hach, it's like one unit. The Lova is Chayiv, and if the Lova doesn't have any money, the Orev is Chayiv. It's one unit. You can't split between the two. Yesh Matartzim, Blodomi, Hosam Hani Sadi Lechuve Gavro Lemifsle Kaosu. There, either on Daf Chavhei in Sanhedrin or on Daf Tes, they're coming to be Mechayev the Gavro or to Pasal Eidus. He'll go, Be'igar Ha'idashem Omim Sherova or Shalova Beribis Nemonim. Therefore, in the Igar Eidus, the Nemon, Ubamasha Omar Lididi Mili Achrininenu. The fact that they implicate themselves, that's Mili Achrinin, that's extraneous. Because it's extraneous and they can be believed. Aval lehaminam lechayev alove v'loha orev efshe kevin sheyesh shtar shehu ha'orev. But in this case, you can't believe them about one and not the other. The orev and the love, hainu hach, it's one unit. It's not a mili achrin. It's not extraneous. Because it's not extraneous, we either accept the whole thing, we don't accept anything. Eidah shabat mitzos about the kula. You can't say that we're going to accept part of it. That's the yesh matarzim. Like the Reb Chaim, that it's all a function of whether there are two adios in the statement or it's really one, they're dependent on each other. By the Orev, they're both dependent on each other, so therefore we can't accept anything. Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Shabbat the Kula. By Ploni Ravani Lertzoni, and by the Halva Beribis, they're not dependent on each other. So because they're not dependent on each other, we can accept the Iker Eidos that by Benitos is the Mal Beribis. That this guy was Roveya, we can accept that Eidos, but the fact that it was to me, that we're not going to accept. That's the Yesh Matarzim. Comes the Ravan and says, no. Arrived Zalkasa b'Chivosa Shikoleda Shabbat the Mitzasa Machmas Psul Kurva but Lakula v'lo Pagina Dibura. If the Psul is a Psul Kurva, Karov is an eight Pasul. He is an eight, but he's an eight Pasul. So there we'll say Eidah Shabbat the Mitzasa but Lakula. That's Orev. By Orev, they're Krovim of the Orev. So Karov does have a shame aid, but he's an eight Pasul. If he's an eight Pasul, then Eidah Shabbat the Mitzasa but Lakula. We can't accept his Eidus vis-a-vis the Orev. We can't accept his Eidus vis-a-vis the Lova. Because it's one unit. And there's a psul in part of the statement. Continues the Rav, skipping a little bit. The Hadam are Adam Karvet Sal Atzovin Vaimesim Atzarasha. Hainu Davka Kishameid Al Atzma. She'ein ze Eidus Klav. Elakamisha Ein Odami. Testifying about oneself, he's not an eight at all. He's a baldover, he's not an eight at all. So in such a case, we're not going to say Eidah Shabbat the Mitzvah Shabbat Lakula. Only part of the statement is Nitfes B'Shem Eidus, so only that part of the statement is going to be acceptable. The rest of it is just not here. It's a zero. It's not Nitfes in Bezdin. We're not Makaba that part of the statement. So that's why we'll say Pagina Dibur. It's not that we split up his statement. We accept what we're able to accept. That's the sort of deriving. According to the Yesh Matarzim, we talk to split the statement because they're not dependent on each other. So we accept part, we don't accept the other part. According to the Ravid, it's not that we're splitting the statement. We're just accepting what is Eidus. So if he's a Baldover, only part of it is Eidus. So we accept only the part that is Taka Eidus. The Rosh says that this Pshat of the Ravid can help explain the Hemshech of the Gemara. This is what I mentioned before. Rava has this other statement that the Gemara quotes. Ploni Baal Ishti, Hu Ba'achim Mitztarf, and Harga V'lo L'Harga. Ploni Baal Ishti, so he can be Mitztarf with someone else to kill the Boel, but not to kill the wife. So in fact, the Gemara, Ma'akamash V'lo L'Adam V'Falchina Dibura, Hainu Hach. But the Chiddush is Pagina Dibura, I already know that from Rava's first statement. Rava's whole yisod is that Adam Karvei Salatzma Vein Adam Eisem Atzerosha. Says Dr. Gemara, I think that Rava holds that only about oneself, but not about the Isha. He's Karvei Salatzma, but not Eitzel Ishto. So therefore, we're not going to be Pagina Dibur Lagabi, the wife. Kamash Malon, yes, we are going to be Pagina Dibur. That he's Neman to be Mitztarev Lahargo, but not Lahargo. The question that the Rishonim ask over there is, what's the Havmin of the Gemara? What, Adam Karvei Salatzma Amina, but not Eitzel Ishto? The person is not carved to his wife. The Gemara in the third parak says, Beferish, Baal Ke Ishto. Gemara says, Baal Ke Ishto, a person is carved to his wife. He can't testify about his wife. So what's the Havmin of the Gemara? What's Machlokas HaSugis? The Gemara in the first parak didn't know that Baal Ke Ishto? And then when you get to the third parak, the Gemara in the first parak, that was before post-Pesach, and now we got to post-Pesach in the third parak, and we learned that Baal Ke Ishto. Come on, we knew that Baal Ke Ishto even in the first parak. So what's the Havmin of the Gemara? It's a strange pshat in the Gemara. Well, I need the statement of Rava, because I think that a person is not Karvei Tzel Ishto, Kamashmal, and he is Karvei Tzel Ishto. What's going on over here? Pilei Plaim. Eftosis Kasha, among other Rishon. If we know Baal Ke Ishto, so there is no Havamina. Avada, Baal Ke Ishto, he's Karvei Tzel Ishto too. So Rashi and Tosis are very creative pshat in the Gemara. They both say, of course we knew that Baal Ke Ishto, but you would have thought that maybe Machmas Migu, the husband is never to kill the wife. Let's see it in Tosfos. Avagad Masnis and he bezevora the Baal Ke Ishto v'inyan edus. Zalkadai tachocha the Machmas Migu the mehema lahargo mehema lahargo. Tosfos there on Daf Yud suggests that the Havmin of the Gemara is not that ein adam karav etzel ishto, but the kurva etzel ishto somehow is not going to save her from misa. That's what the Havmin is. Not that Ein Adam Karav Eitzel Ishto, we knew that. But the Karav Eitzel Ishto is not going to save her from Misa. He'll still be able to kill his wife. Kill his wife? You can kill a Karav? How does that work? Migu. Migu. But Mitzia, right? Migu, you learned about Migu. Chusatayna, Nemonis Baldimitana, right? No, that's not the Migu we're talking about. Migu. Not the classical Migu, the famous Migu. This Migu just means since. Migu that you can kill someone else, you can kill the wife. Not the fancy migu. That's not what he's referring to. That's a migu of dini mominus. This is talking about the fascists, killing people. Since you can kill the boel, you can kill the wife as well. Migu is going to kill people? What does that mean? Rashi says the same thing, that it's based on a migu. He doesn't use the word migu, but hoel. Same idea. I think Hoel Migu, since I can kill the Boel, based on the testimony, I can kill the wife as well. But what does that mean? So this is a big discussion in the Achronim, not for now. But some of the Achronim suggest, the Stipler and others suggest, that maybe the Pshat of the Migu is this. The kurva that a Baal has for a wife, what level kurva is that? Is that a kurva of the Reis or a kurva of the Rabban? Comes the Rambam and says, it's only Midrabbanan. It's Midrabbanan. Yeah, they say She'ero, there's a pasuk, but it's just an Asmachta Ba'alma. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam in Hukhas Eidus, Perik Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph. It's Midrabbanan. Krovim Sulim Leidus. In our Torah, Shenem Elo Yimsu Avos Abonim. Eim Sulim Yidin Torah L'Krovim Mi Mishpachas Av Bovad. He lists off the different Krovim. Avashah Krovim Eno Eim O Miderech Ha Ishus Kulam Psulim Mi Divreya. Krovim Miderech Ishus are only Psulim Mi Derabonon, says the Rebbe. So Zok the Stifler, maybe the Pshat is like this. If the Kurva of a Baal for his wife is only Mi Derabonon, Hei Mamru Vehei Mamru. Chazal might say that Migu, that he's Neman to kill the Boel, Chazal will accept the Eidus vis-a-vis the wife as well. Maybe that's what Migu means. If it would be a Psul Daraisa, what's Migu going to help me? If it's only a Psul Darabonon, then maybe Efshem Ekenzogin, that Chazal say if he's Neman to kill the other individual, he should be Neman to kill the wife as well. That could be Pshat in Rashi and Tosfos. That's one possibility of Rashi and Tosfos. Did I just finish? Comes the Rosh and says, no, according to the Ravid, Sfasayim Yishak, the Gemara is beautiful. What does the Ravid hold? What does the Odom Karov Eitzel Atzmo mean according to the Ravid and according to the Yesh Metaritzim in the Rosh? According to the Yesh Metaritzim in the Rosh, Odom Karov Eitzel Atzmo is Pshuto Kamashmo. A person is a Karov to himself. That's all it's saying. And Odom Eitzel Atzmo Rosh. And it's a separate Eitzel, so Pagina Dibura. But according to the Ravid, Odom Karov Eitzel Atzmo does not mean Odom Karov Eitzel Atzmo. It really means what? Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo. Super Karov Eitzel Atzmo. The whole idea of Palgina Dibur is built on the fact that the person is a Baldover for part of his statement. So it's not an Eidus. So Rava's statement, how do we know that Rava holds Palgina Dibur? Where does that come from? Rava just tells you Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo Veinah the Mesa Matzarosha. How do I know Palgina Dibur over here? According to the Rava, that's what Rava is telling you. Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo. The phrase Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, according to the rabbi, means Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo. And that's why Palgina Dibura. He's Eino the Mesa Matzarosh. He's not now about himself, but he's Karov Eitzel Atzmo. He's Baldover Eitzel Atzmo. So therefore, we can accept the other part of the statement, because that's an Eidus. This is not an Eidus. So comes the Rosh and says, that's what the Gemara means, according to the rabbi. You don't need fancy Migus, according to the rabbi, like Rashi and Tosus said. What's the Havamina of the Gemara? Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. I mean, Eitzel Ishtel Lo Amrinan. What does that mean according to the Ravid? Of course, Adam Karov Eitzel Ishtel. We know Balke Ishtel. We never had a Havamina to say that ain't Adam Karov Eitzel Ishtel. The Havamina was Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo Kri. Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo, but he's not a Baldover Eitzel Ishtel. When he testifies about his wife, it's not like testifying about himself. Testifying about Yenim, about someone else. It's not testifying about himself. He's a Karov Eitzel Ishto, but that's not enough according to the Ravid to say Palgina Dibura. I need Baldover. If Yomar is saying Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo, Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo, but not Baldover Eitzel Ishto. And if he's not a Baldover Eitzel Ishto, what should be the din? Should we say Eda Shabbat Lamitzos about the Kula, or should we say Palgina Dibura if he's not a Baldover Eitzel Ishto? What should we say? Palgina Dibura or Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula? If he's not a Baldover Eitzel Ishto. Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sabat Lakula. Right? Adam Karov Eitzel Atzmo. According to the Ravid, it means Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo. He's a Baldover Eitzel Atzmo, so the part that he said about himself is just a zero. It's not an Eidus, so we accept the other part. The Gemara and Daf Yud is saying, I need Rav's second statement that Ploni Baal Ishti can be mitzdarf laharga velo laharga, because I would think that Adam Baldover Eitzel Ishto, Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo, but not Baldover Eitzel Ishto. I think he's not a Baldover. He's not. He's close to his wife. Yeah, of course, he's close to his wife, but not that close that he's the same person. If he's not the same person, then the statement that his wife was Mizaneh, right, is a statement that is an Eidus. So then we should say Eidus Shabbat L'Mitzvah Sabbat L'Kula. Not Palgina Dibura. Kamashmala, not only is Adam Baldover Eitzel Atzmo, he's so close to himself, it's as if he's testifying about himself. Adam Baldover Eitzel Ishto. Yeah, Takat, one person, right? The Davak B'Ishto, one person. Al Pidin, they're one person. If he testifies about his wife, he's like he's testifying about himself. And if it's like he's testifying about himself, what's the din? Do we say Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa, or do we say Palgina Dibura? We say Palgina Dibura. And that's why we will accept the other part of the Eidus. Okay, so these are the two approaches as to when we say Eidus Shabbat Mitzasa about the Kula, when do we say Palgina Dibura. The Yesh Metaritzim says it's a function of whether we can split the two statements, two parts of a statement, and the Ravid says no, it's a function of whether he's talking about himself. Is he a Baldover in part of the statement? If he is a Baldover part of the statement, then we won't accept that part, but we'll accept the other part, because the other part is the only part of the statement that has a din of Eidus associated with it. Okay, let's stop there.